98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Try to get it into the paint, but instead they'll swing it over on the skip pass to Schwenka, right side of the key. Hands it off to Christensen again. Left-hand dribble, backs into the high post, back cut, layup, rolls off the rim, but the offensive putback by Kissinger is in. He missed the first one, got the second one.
Today it's live coverage of the Boys State Tournament in Lincoln, featuring the Minden Whippets. High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Two-point ball game, 66-64. Baseball pass down the floor to Bloom. It's Bloom against Faye. Faye can't foul him. Bloom got the layup to go. Carson Bloom gets that bucket in. 68-64, 30 seconds to go.
Minden is back in Lincoln after finishing as the state runner-up last season. This weekend, they look to take that final step to a state championship. It's Minden Whippets State Basketball coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from Lincoln Northeast High School. Continuing coverage of the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament brings us to the consolation game in Class C1 as the Minden Whippets take on the Cavaliers of Bishop Newman High School out of Wahoo. Obviously, a game that neither one wanted to have to play in, but two outstanding C1 semifinals yesterday, and it was a great C1 final this morning as Boys Town beat Wahoo 58-55. Wahoo had as much as a 9-point lead in the second half, but could not hang on for the victory. And so Boys Town ends up winning C1 in a tournament that saw a lot of really great games. And now the third-place trophy to be fought for here between the Minden Whippets and Bishop Newman Cavaliers. This is a rematch of the first-round game at the state tournament last year where Minden beat Bishop Newman by a score of 56-50. Also in state tournament games, the 10 o'clock consolations are in the books. The Class B went right down to the wire. Beatrice 60 and Omaha Groves 56. And in C2, Hardington Cedar Catholic defeated North Platte St. Pat's 69-51. So the Irish boys and girls both finish in fourth today and last week. Also going on, all six championship games on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, where right now the Class D1 game is being battled between Pawnee City and O'Neill St. Mary's, Scottsbluff and South Sioux City at 1 in B. Then the C2 final will be right here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio at 4:30 as Ravenna takes on Lutheran High Northeast. Tonight at 6:30, the Class A final, Omaha Central against Omaha South, who has pulled two upsets to get to the final. And the D2 final tonight will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and ESPN Radio, as Giltner tries to repeat as state champions against their nemesis on the football field, the Howells Bobcats. Yesterday, Minden fell 73-69 to Wahoo, and Bishop Newman fell 76-68 to Boys Town. So we've got great high school basketball action coming your way. Then at 2 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the consolation game in D2 right here at Northeast as Loomis takes on Why Not. So it's another full day of basketball on this final day, Championship Saturday, the final day of the winter sports season. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Burgess Well Service of Minden would like to take this time to wish the Whippets best of luck. They are so proud of all your hard work and dedication to the game. See Burgess Well Service on East Highway 6 in Minden for all your irrigation, well drilling, and service of all your irrigation pumps. Burgess also manufactures and sells fiberglass pump column pipe, so when it comes to irrigation wells, Burgess Well Service is the only name you need to know. Go Whippets!
with our producer engineers, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda back with you here at Lincoln Northeast. And at halftime of the D1 state championship game, O'Neill St. Mary's an impressive 29-17 lead over Pawnee City. So there you go. Make sure and check that out on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here it's Minden and Bishop Newman for the consolation in C1. And let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First off, the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City area. Concentrating on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. For the Cavaliers of Bishop Newman High School, number 10 is a 6'1" senior, Travis Ahrens. He averages 16 points per ball game. Number 12, 6'4" senior, Michael Pensick, averages 6 points and 3 rebounds. Number 20, 6' senior, Cole Waddle, averages 11 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Number 22, 6'3" senior, is Garrett Slope. He averages 2 points and 2 rebounds. And number 50 is a 6'3" senior, Trevor Weiss. He averages just about 10 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Head coach of Bishop Newman is Mike Weiss, assisted by John Krackmeyer and Doug Lanick. They are 20-7 on the season. They defeated Ashland Greenwood and Wahoo High in the sub-districts, Columbus Lakeview in the district final. And here at the state tournament in the opening round, they defeated Norfolk Catholic in overtime and lost yesterday to Boys Town. Now for the Minden Whippets, they will go with number 5, Carson Bloom. And there is a story to tell you about here. Bloom will start the game here today, but each team has agreed to score a bucket. Bloom will score for Minden with the severely sprained ankle. He will then be pulled out of the ball game, and that will be the end of his high school career at Minden. So a gentleman's agreement between the coaches here. They had the same thing happen a couple of years ago with Minden in the consolation game. And so Carson Bloom, who sprained his ankle Tuesday, played very well on Thursday, sprained it again and tweaked the other one yesterday, had 20 in the second half, but just not going to be able to go today. So he will get the start, averaged 17 points this year and 6.5 rebounds. He is probably the heart and soul of this ball club. Number 11 is 5'7 senior Dan Christensen. Number 12, a 5'9 senior Thomas Sinsel. Number 32, 6'4 senior Christian Schwenke. And number 34, 6'1 senior Derek Kissinger. Head coach of the Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Dale Bloom, Aaron Martin, and Taylor Malsby. Minden is 23-2 after defeating Hastings St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic in the sub-districts. Valentine in the district final. They defeated Hershey in the opening round here at State and fell in a barn burner of a game to Wahoo yesterday, 73-69. Coming into the state tournament, Minden was ranked second, Bishop Newman fifth in the Omaha World Herald. That is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. We'll be back with the start of today's game in a moment.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Talking with Coach Shannon Lovin before the ball game, besides telling us that Carson Bloom would get the start and then be pulled after the first bucket of the game, he told me, you know what, we're going to bring in 5 new kids after a couple of minutes, and their approach today is that everybody's going to play in the first half. And they're out here to have fun and let the chips fall where they may. Whether they finish third, whether they finish fourth, they do want to win the ball game. And every time I hear a coach say that, now that they've instituted these third place games, If it's close going into the second half, the competitive juices will be there, and both of these teams will want to win. And we saw that in the Class B third-place game that preceded this, where Beatrice edged Omaha Gross 60-56. The crowd that was here was into it. And another thing, yeah, some Minden fans probably went home, but they are well represented here. They came down for the weekend. They were hoping to be in the championship game earlier this morning like they were last year, but it was not meant to be, and they hope to finish with a third-place trophy here today. We'll see how that works out. For Bishop Newman, here's a team that finally won a state tournament game and had had a little bit of a drought, had not won since 2005 when they were the C1 runner-up. They were beaten in 06 by Boys Town and then got back last year and lost to Minden. This is the first third-place game for Bishop Newman. For Minden, they have put together a very nice run here for the Whippets over the last few years under Coach Shannon Lovett and this group of seniors. And last year, they finished as the runner-up. The year before that, they won the third-place game over Norfolk Catholic under similar circumstances. So we're ready for basketball. The teams get together and shake hands beforehand. And we are ready to go here at Lincoln Northeast. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Loomis, at the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, in the D1 championship at halftime, they're getting ready now for the second half. It was 29-17, O'Neill St. Mary's. Boys Town beat Wahoo 58-55 in the first championship game today in C1. The traveling red and white trim for Bishop Newman, the home white and purple trim for Minden, and they will move from right to left. Newman will move from left to right. Carson Bloom walks out, won't jump center today. Heavily taped ankle, not today. And he is back all by himself. And we'll see if a Schwenke can win the tip or if they just let him win the tip. The ball is in the air. They tip it to Bloom. Bloom goes in for the uncontested layup and scores. So Newman actually tipped the ball to Carson Bloom. And now Bishop Newman at the other end will go in for a layup. A timeout will be called by Minden, and Carson Bloom will come out of the basketball game. So not a whole lot to talk about here. That's pretty cool, though. We'll take a timeout. Be right back.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
See, that's what sportsmanship is supposed to be all about, and a great job here. Now we'll play some basketball. Coming in for Minden is Andrew Olson. So he'll take over for Carson Bloom here in this basketball game, and now we'll get after it. A little pressure in the backcourt. Kissinger has it. He'll get it across the timeline with the left hand as we are tied at 2 here in this first quarter of play, each team allowing the other to score. Carson Bloom getting the bucket for Minden, and then they had Slope lay it in for Wahoo Newman. They'll get it down the low block. Schwenke on the right side will put the shot up. It was partially touched in there, not a clean block. He got his own rebound, put it back up, and is fouled. So Schwenke will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws here. Always interesting to see the emotion early on. But by the time the second quarter rolls around, you usually see some pretty good play, pretty good emotion. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Schwenke. He'll get a second one now. They said the foul was on Pensick, but they posted it on Slope. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound will be brought down by Trevor Weiss. Weiss will get into the front court here, go to Pensick. Pensick back up top to Weiss, gets it down the low block, nowhere to go there for Pensick. Kick it back out top to Ahrens. Ahrens to the high post to Waddle. Back out for a three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron. No good by Weiss. And the rebound brought down by Derek Kissinger. Kissinger will let the traffic clear. Now bring the ball up the floor. Newman going man-to-man into the corner. Sinzel's open. Fires the three. It is no good. Rebound is brought down by Waddle. Coach Levin saying everybody has the green light today. They're here to have fun. Drive it in with the left hand and then switching to the right. The finger roll is no good by Pensick. And the rebound brought down by Schwenke. So up and down the floor a couple of times. Not much offense here with the shots falling for either team. Into the left-hand corner, Sinzel has it. Sinzel goes to the high post, has a seam, tries to go back door to Schwenke. He'll have to kick it out top. No shot there. Christensen over to Andrew Olsen. High post. Kissinger fade away from the free throw line. Is off the mark. Rebound brought down by Trevor Weiss. Weiss will get it out on the left wing to Penzik. Penzik down into the corner they go. Handling the ball there is Slope. 3-2 Minden. We're 2 minutes into our third place game. On the low block, a travel. No, a foul will be called. It is Travis Ahrens backing in and getting the blocking foul called on Andrew Olsen. That's the first foul of the game for Minden. Bishop Newman ball underneath their own hoop here, looking for their first true bucket of the ball game as the teams exchanged gimme layups to start this game so Carson Bloom could score. Now he'll spend the rest of the game on the bench. Newman with it on the left wing. Ahrens down into the corner. They'll go to Weiss. Weiss back up top to Ahrens. Ahrens to the left elbow. Hands it off there to Slope. Everybody just a step slow. You can tell it here in this third place game. Waddle takes it out of the right wing. Puts the ball on the floor. Comes to the paint. Little scoop shot is up and in, and he'll draw the foul. Cole Waddle gets a chance at a three-point play. And that'll make it 4-3. Newman getting the lead here. Foul's going to go on Dan Christensen. His first of the team's second. Coming in here for Bishop Newman will be Brandon Porter. And also coming in is Austin Weta. Plenty of height on this team. 6'2", 6'3", 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". And the free throw is up, and the free throw is good to complete the three-point play for Cole Waddle. 5-3, Newman. And now checking in will be Travis Carnahan. So it looks like Coach Weiss also going to implement using a lot of kids here early on. As the press is on, Kissinger throws it over the top to Sintel. Sintel tries to get across the timeline and avoid the double team to Kissinger. The left side of the lane is open. He'll stop there, though, and kick it back out to Christensen. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. 5-3, Newman, C1 third place game. Kissinger looks at the three, has to drive, goes to the right elbow and throws it into the corner to Christensen. Crossover dribble, he's double teamed, gets it to Schwenke. Newman picking up the defense, starting to get in the flow of the game. Sintel for three, it's good. Thomas Sintel with the first three of the game for Minden. Minden lit it up from downtown yesterday in their game against Wahoo, hitting 13 threes in the game. Down low, turnaround jumper on the low block is up, and it is in for Austin Weta. 7-6. Minden wants to run to the corner. Christensen left side, out to Schwenke. Christian for three. It's a little strong, no good. Fight for the rebound on the backside. It's loose. Weta tries to save it, and he will. Austin scoop it out to the front court and turnover by Newman. First turnover of the game as it was thrown a little bit behind Brandon Porter. Into the front court, Christensen will drive, kick it back out to the trailer, Kissinger. Kissinger guarded out there by Ahrens. Gives it to Christensen. He'll drive in, put up the one-hand runner. No good. Rebound brought down by Penzik. Outlet pass right wing, Ahrens. Front court, takes it all the way to the baseline. Looks for somebody to kick it out to. Fires through the lane to Weta. Weta back up top to Penzik. Penzik drives in. Little jump stop, draws the foul before the shot attempt. Third foul of the game coming up here on the Minden Whippets. And it's going to be on Derek Kissinger, his first. Now a whole host of folks coming into the ball game. Five new faces here for Minden. And for Bishop Newman, it's going to be Grant Plyman along with Zach Ahrens. And here comes Travis Weiss back in. For Minden, there's R.J. Watson. There's Mitch Muller. There's Jonas Lovin, Isaac Carlson, and Ryan Cremosta all on the floor. 7-6, Newman. So we'll have plenty of kids to talk about here in the scorebook today, at least in the first half. Ball fake now driving in with a left-hand scoop shot up and in is Cole Waddle. Waddle with five of the first 9 points here for Newman, and they lead it 9-6. Carlson will bring the ball up the floor, dribble it off his foot, have to go back and get it. He does, finds Cremosta. Cremosta gets it down low, Muller. Muller puts his shoulder down and is going to be called for the charge as he runs over the top of Austin Weta. First foul on Mitch. Fourth team foul on Minden. Following this game at 2 o'clock, it's the D2 consolation game here at Northeast as the Loomis Wolves will take on Why Not, and we'll have that on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And again, all these games on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Pressure in the backcourt. Carlson making Waddle change hands. Now he comes down the lane, dishes it off the last minute. The layup is up and in. by Zach Ahrens. Minden fans were hoping for a walk there because Waddle covered a lot of ground with that two steps. Then he dished it off. 11-6 now, Newman by 5. Here comes Carlson weaving through. Good bounce pass to the back door. Reverse layup as he's stuck underneath. Lovin will not go. And Wada will get the rebound. Onto the other end with a long pass. He's got a man underneath. The shot off the glass is up and in for Trevor Weiss. And it's 13-6 Newman. So the second team of Newman doing a little bit better right now than the second team of Minden. Trying to get a shot here. Watson. Most of these Minden kids get in. I mean, Watson plays, Carlson plays, Lovin plays. Here's Carlson for 3. Off the rim, no good. And then they're going to call Watson over the back to get the rebound. RJ looked like he got it pretty clean, even though he was boxed out. Looked like he elevated and grabbed that, but they're going to say no, his first foul. 13-6, Bishop Newman, 2:42 to go here in the first quarter of play. Class championship games are all on ESPN Radio. Right now, the D1 with St. Mary's of O'Neill leading, trying to complete an undefeated season. They are taking on Pawnee City, who was impressive in their first two games, and St. Mary's had to go to the wire in their first two games just to make it to the championship. Already today, Boys Town 1-C1 coming back to beat Wahoo 58-55. On the right side of the key with it is going to be Travis Carnahan. Newman with the basketball, gets it to Travis Ahrens. Ahrens starts left, goes right, can't get anywhere, cut off by Carlson, reverse it left wing to Flyman. Flyman comes into the paint, 360, turnaround jumper off the rim, no good. Ball tapped around, Ahrens gets the rebound, he'll attack, his shot's blocked by Carlson, and Minden comes out of there with it, and a foul's going to be called on Wahoo Newman's Travis Ahrens, trying to get it back. That'll be the second foul called on Bishop Newman, and Minden will sub in with Chris Shelton. As we said, head coach Shannon Lovin told us before the game everybody was going to play here in the first half. Well, Pawnee City has made a 10-0 run in the third quarter. And once again, O'Neill St. Mary's in a close game, up 33-31. Inbounds pass here, stolen away, stepping right in front, Travis Carnahan. Minden's first turnover, he gets the steal, 15-6. Big run here by Newman. Watson fires it down low. Shelton was wide open, but the ball slips through his hands and out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for Minden. And Coach Shannon Lovin going to call a timeout to talk to his youngsters here. Wants everybody to play. Doesn't want it to get too ugly, though. 2:04 to go here in the first quarter of play. And it is Bishop Newman 15, Minden 6 on Classic Hits.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Minden, and throughout central Nebraska. Basketball belongs here to Bishop Newman. Trap being put on here by Minden. They didn't sub anybody out. They're just trying to regroup with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 15-6 Newman, as they back it out here with Travis Carnahan. Both teams have already played about 10 kids so far, if not everybody, in this first half of play, first quarter of play. Down low, they get it inside. Short jumper spins around the rim and goes for Travis Ahrens. He is the seventh different Cavalier to score here in the first quarter, 17-6. Bishop Newman, Minden, bounce pass underneath, and another bounce pass, but through the hands of Cremosta. Third turnover, Minden, and now the starters are going to come back in for the most part. That's two very nice passes that Minden did not cash in on, which would have been layups. So on the floor now is going to be Isaac Carlson with Sinzel, Christensen, Schwenke, and Kissinger. Full court pressure going to be put on here. A little 1-2-2 trap. Switched maybe into a man here, and that's what it's going to be. Newman trying to find a way in a backcourt to get out of there, almost walking is Penzik. He's having a little trouble getting up the floor. 10-second count is on. He'll finally get it to Weta. Weta behind the back in front of the Minden bench to keep control on Sinzel. Kissinger way out here guarding the guard in Michael Penzik. Penzik down on the low block, dribbles it off his foot, now gets it down low, has an opening. The layup is there for Weta. Austin Weta 19-6, a 13-0 run being put on here by Bishop Newman as Christensen had the ball take a bad bounce. He gets away from him. Newman with the steal. Wada pushes the ball up the floor, doesn't have the numbers, gives it off to Waddle. Back on the left wing to Ahrens. Ahrens takes the ball between the circle over to the right side. Wada down into the right-hand corner to Penzik. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we've got a whistle and a walk called on Bishop Newman on the low block. Wada was trying to get in there, and when he turned to the right, he didn't have what he wanted, so he just kept on going to the left and never dribbled the basketball. 35 seconds to go here. First quarter of play, and Minden looking to get some points here, trailing 19-6. Into the hands of Derek Kissinger. They'll clear it out, let him bring it up one-on-one on Wada. Now they try to trap him, so he'll get it ahead to Carlson. Carlson to the top of the circle, swings it left side to Sinzel. Ball fake, baseline, runs into the big fella, but his jumper is good over Porter. And Sinzel has 5 of the 8 points here for Minden. 19-8 with 15 seconds to go. And Minden steals it away with Schwinkie at the other end. Chance here for Carlson. Pushes it up with 9. Carlson to the right side, still way out. Looks for Kissinger. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. He's double-teamed. He throws it to Carlson. Long three at the horn for Isaac. Off the iron, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play in your C1 third-place game. Bishop Newman 19, Minden 8. We're listening and bringing you the State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer of Hildreth.
Minden Machine Shop has everything you need to keep going in the fields and on your farm. Seed turners, stubble crushers, corn reels, augers, pit pumps, livestock equipment, and pivot track closures. Minden Machine Shop carries it all. Stop by and see them today and see how this year in the fields can be easier. Minden Machine Shop is a proud supporter of the Minden Whippets and would like to take this time to say congratulations and best of luck at the state tournament. Go Whippets! Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Class A is holding their third place game over at Lincoln East, and Papillion La Vista leading after one quarter 25-10 over Lincoln North Star. Pawnee City has taken a 42-34 lead over O'Neill St. Mary's with a massive third quarter. They were down 12 at half, and now they're up 8. And that can be heard on ESPN Radio as Bishop Newman will get the ball to start the second quarter here, leading at 19-8 in our C1 third-place game over Minden. Driving in will be Carnahan. Dumps it into the corner for a three-pointer that is off the iron by Weiss. The ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Minden. In the first quarter, Bishop Newman, 3 turnovers. Minden, 4. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 for the Whippets, 0 of 1 for the Cavaliers. Rebounds, 7 for Newman, 3 for Minden. 5 points for Cole Waddle leads the way for Bishop Newman. 5 points for Thomas Sinzel leads the way for Minden. Carson Bloom out of the ball game. They let him start. They let him have a layup. Each team exchanged a layup, and then they called timeout to bring him out. The leading scorer for Minden. His career over now after the severely sprained ankles suffered this week. Here's a pull-up jumper for 3 that is in and out by Travis Ahrens. The ball is tipped into the hands of R.J. Watson, who has had a very solid state tournament here for Minden. Watson stops the top circle to Kissinger, gets his first 3 on the way, and it is off the mark. Lovin tries to save it in, but he throws it right into the hands of Travis Ahrens. Could have let it go out of bounds. Ahrens to the other end, and he'll put up a one-hand runner and score. Good hustle, though, by Jonas Lovin to try and save that ball. He just didn't have any teammates to get it to. They were already heading to the other end. Lovin with it on the left elbow. Brings it into the paint. Swings it right side to Watson. 21-8. Newman by 13. Getting it into Schwinkie. Schwinkie misses. Got his own rebound. He's being thumped in there, and he still scores. Christian Schwinkie with his third board and third point. 21-10, Bishop Newman. They'll quickly push the ball into the front court. Pass a little bit behind Ahrens. He'll take it at the right elbow. Spin move, nothing there. Tries to force it down to the low block, and we're going to have a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Newman. Defensive play there by Dan Christensen to force the tie-up. And now we're going to see some more subs come in. Newman's going to sub in a bunch here with 6:13 to go in quarter number 2. It was 29-17 O'Neill St. Mary's after halftime, and they were outscored 25-5 in the third quarter in the D1 championship game on ESPN Radio. Right now, Christensen drives, leaves it into the left-hand corner for Kissinger. Derek, pick and roll, gets to Schwenke. He puts it up and in. Flopping down there was Penzik trying to get the charge, but the official was right on top of that one. And instead of drawing the charge, all he did was fall down and get out of the way. And Minden trying to make the steal here, knocked it away from Bishop Newman's Cole Waddle, and they call a foul. Christensen with his second foul, sixth team foul. It happened right in front of the Minden bench, and they were not overly enthused with that whistle. 21-12, Minden trying to get back into the ball game here, and the inbounds pass comes to Newman and Penzik. He goes right back to Waddle, who dishes it into the left-hand corner for a three-pointer that is up, and it is in for Trevor Weiss. That's the first three of the game for Bishop Newman, and the lead is back to 12, 24-12. Outlet pass, Kissinger in the front court, hands it off to Sinzel, tries to get to the baseline, cut off there by Ahrens. Into the paint, the ball is picked away. Fifth Minden turnover. Up the floor with it, Penzik has to stop against that Minden pressure. Gets it over to Scott Daly, or to Ahrens. The three-pointer now no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Michael Penzik. So the lead got cut to 8. Now it's back up to 14 on a little Newman run. 26-12 here on Classic Hits. Good pass down the baseline to Sinzel. Out to Watson. Skip pass over to Christensen. Three-pointer. He's going to have to hope that banks in. It doesn't. Rebound underneath by Kissinger, and he'll be fouled and go to the line and shoot two. Derek Kissinger has not scored in the ball game. Had 15 yesterday via five threes. The foul is on Michael Penzik. And Kissinger now ready to shoot two. First one by Derek is on the way, and it is good. He has been a very good free throw shooter for the Whippets this year. And checking into the ball game now for Minden is Landon Lemke and also Isaac Carlson. Second free throw coming up now for Kissinger. 26-13. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Kissinger hits them both. 26-14, 4:50 to go here in the first half. Bishop Newman with a basketball, trying to fire it into the lane. It's knocked away. Steal is made in there by Schwenke. Had to go to the ground to scoop it up and got it to Lemke. And Kissinger now in the front court. Left wing Sinzel runs off a couple of picks, trying to shake and bake there on Weta. Brings it to the top of the circle, fires up the 18-footer. Too strong. Rebound grabbed out of the air by Brandon Porter. Outlet pass into the front court, trying to draw a charge with Sinzel. They just let him play on that one. And underneath they'll go to Porter. Porter ball fake. Has it partially blocked in there by Kissinger. Newman saves the basketball. Way to got it out on the right wing to Penzik. Penzik to the high post. Looks left. Now throws in the paint. Got a man who takes it up and blocked out of bounds. Way to is rejected by Christian Schwenke. Now Mitch Muller will check into the basketball game for Minden. And Schwenke will take a breather. 26-14, Bishop Newman. 4:09 to go here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime coming up. As the three-pointer is Penzik off the inbounds. No good. Rebound brought down by Isaac Carlson. And up the floor he'll come. Thought he had a cutter in Sinzel. Sinzel didn't cut. And the ball goes out of bounds. So just some miscommunication there between the two Whippets. That's happened about three times now where they are trying to get that ball down on the low block and either they don't get there or they don't grab it. And more subs coming in here in this third-place game. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bishop Newman 26 and Minden 14. Earlier today, the C1 Championship, Boys Town came back to beat Wahoo High 58-55. Now Newman has it in the left-hand corner to Weiss. Weiss gives it off for the jumper that is up and in by Travis Ahrens. And he's got 6 points, 28-14. Minden with the basketball, Sinzel in the backcourt, working there on Carnahan, gets by him, takes it all the way in, off the glass, and in. A chance for a three-point play for Thomas Sinzel. He wants to play basketball today. He has had energy from the opening tip, and the foul is going to be called on Ahrens, the second on Travis. And now Jonas Lovin will come in, and Kissinger will check out. with 4:20 to go in the D1 final. Pawnee City 50, O'Neill St. Mary's 43, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Free throw no good, and Jonas Lovin will sky up to get the rebound. Skip it to Carlson, wide open three, but it will not go. Rebound to Sinzel, another chance here for Minden, who is 1 of 8 from three-point land. Lovin tries a three. It's flat. Hits the iron. No good. Carlson gets the rebound, and he'll back it out. He says, guys, let's try it again. A bucket would possibly cut it under 10 here if it's a three, and now a foul going to be called on Travis Weiss. That'll be his first. And the 15th foul on Newman. Coming in will be Cole Waddle. And 5 points in the first quarter. And Minden will have the ball underneath their own hoop with 3:05 to go here in the first half of play. On a baseline, Carlson dumps it into the corner to Lemke. Lemke, there was nobody to throw it to. It's stolen away at the top of the key. A foul on the layup goes for Travis Ahrens. Lemke couldn't handle the pass, and so he just had to throw it back into the court of play, and it was at the top of the key, and nobody was there. So Newman able to drive and score. First foul on Sinzel. And a chance for a three-point play here for Travis Ahrens. This will be his first free throw attempt, just the second free throw attempt of the game for Bishop Newman. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And the free throw by Ahrens is on the way, and it is good. 7 and a quarter, 9 in the game for Ahrens, and it is 31-16. Newman up by 15, and a turnover here by the Whippets in the backcourt. Grabbed now by Weta. Weta swings it over to the left wing. Ahrens to Waddle. Back up top, they'll go to Weiss. Right side to Grant Plymon. He'll get it on the low block. 2:40 to go. Up top now, a three for Travis Ahrens. Off the front of the iron, no good. Ball deflected around, and the loose ball is picked up by Weta. Underneath they go for a layup. Ahrens, it skips out, no good. Tip try, no good. Gets it again, has to get out of there, gives it off to Plymon. He'll drive the baseline, off the glass, no good. And finally, Lemke grabs the loose ball for Minden. Both teams on their last two possessions have had numerous second, third, fourth chance opportunities. And we've got more kids coming in for Minden. Here's Cole Gibbons. He'll be on there with Dan Christensen, Derek Kissinger, Jonas Lovin, and Christian Schwenke. 2:18 to go in the first half. Bishop Newman 31 and Minden 16 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Minden breaks the press. Kissinger, stutter dribble, brings it to the baseline. Stops, can't get the shot. Up top, he'll go to Gibbons. Swings it to the right-hand wing. Back up top, Christensen. Now Kissinger, open three. Derek up, and it's just a little strong. It was right on the mark, but won't go. And the rebound brought down by Waddle, his second. Fast break to the other end. Scoop shot no good. Offensive rebound. Back up and in by Austin Weta. 33-16. Bishop Newman getting a good enough lead here by halftime that they might be able to cruise into the win, as driving and scooping Christensen, no good. Schwenke got the offensive rebound, and he's fouled underneath by Plymon, his first. And Christian will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. 1 of 2, has 5 points. In the Class A consolation game, 3 minutes to go in the second. Papaya La Vista 35, Lincoln North Star 22. As the free throw is up and in. Second one coming up for Schwenke. Here's another update. Papaya La Vista now with a minute left before the half, 37-24 over Lincoln North Star in the Class A third place game. Schwenke now ready to fire up his second free throw, and that one's good. So Christian hits them both, 6 and a quarter, 7 of the game, 33-18 in favor of Newman with a minute and a half to go here in quarter number two. Waddle with it, swings it in the left-hand corner to Weta against the man-to-man defense. Here's a pick and roll down to the baseline. The scoop shot no good. Schwenke got a hand on it. Schwenke grabs the rebound. His fifth of the ball game. Fast break to the other end. And the shot by Gibbons is no good. He had a guy jump over him, and they don't call a foul. I don't know how Waddle did that. He had to put a hand on his back to do the splits over the top of Cole Gibbons, who gave the ball fake. Kissinger got the rebound and is fouled underneath by Weta. He'll get two shots, but There's a play you don't see very often at this level. And the free throw by Kissinger is good. 3 points for Derek, all from the line. And back into the ball game, Zach Ahrens for Bishop Newman. 1:13 to go before halftime. 33-19, Bishop Newman leading Minden here in the C1 third place game on Classic Hits. Second free throw now for Derek Kissinger. It's on the way, and it's no good. A rare miss from the senior. Rebound brought down by Austin Weda. Weda into the front court. They've got Ahrens open underneath, and he'll get the layup. That's one thing when you've got some different kids in there. You may miss an assignment from time to time, and he was wide open. Inbounds pass. They try to lob it to Christensen. Bad pass stolen away behind the back. Pass from Waddle to Ahrens. He'll lay it up and in. So two quick buckets here. Takes the lead out to 18 for Newman. Up the floor, two-on-one break. Kissinger brings it in. He'll take it at the hoop. Put it off the glass, no good. Schwenke elevates for the rebound. Back up and in, and he'll be fouled. So Schwenke right back to the line. 8 and a quarter, 6 rebounds. It's on Austin Weda, his second. Picked one up just a moment ago. 40 seconds to remain here in the half. And back into the ball game, Isaac Carlson and Ryan Cremosta, as the revolving door of substitutions continues for both teams. A rematch of last year's opening round state tournament game, which Minden won 56-50, of course, a lot more intensity. Second free throw is up, or the first free throw is up by Schwenke and in to complete the three-point play. 37-22, Bishop Newman. Every time Minden does something, Newman finds a way to get back-to-back buckets. Here's Waddle. Nice move down the paint. Left-hander off the window and in. 7 points for Cole in the basketball game. 39-22. I heard his sister taught him how to shoot the basketball. Minden with the ball between the circles here, ready to take the last shot with 15 seconds to go. Looks like they might play for one. Over to the right wing, it's Isaac Carlson. 9 seconds to go. Lob it inside. Schwenke's there. He'll put it up and score. Big quarter for Christian Schwenke. Bishop Newman trying to get off a half-court shot at the buzzer. They do from Ahrens, and it is off the glass. No good. And we are at halftime of the 2012 C1 third place game. The Bishop Newman Cavaliers 39 and the Minden Whippets 24. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. We'll be back to Lincoln Northeast in a minute.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations in Kearney, Minden, Elm Creek, Ravenna, Franklin, Lexington, Wood River, and Bertrand. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We are at halftime of a consolation game in C1. Bishop Newman 39 and Minden 24. First half, as told by the coaches, was going to be kind of laid back as far as playing all the kids. Everybody got in, I believe, for both teams. I know they did for Minden. And as I look here for Bishop Newman, I think they got everybody in. There's a couple kids here whose names we haven't mentioned yet, so maybe we'll see them in the second half. But Coach Shannon Lovin telling me before the ball game, everybody would play in the first half. If you joined us just a little late, leading scorer Carson Bloom with the badly sprained ankles. He had one rolled in practice. He stepped on a foot Tuesday. He re-injured it yesterday in the semifinals and then got dinged on his other ankle. And they said no more. They started the game today. Bishop Newman tipped the ball to Bloom. He went in for a layup. And then they let Newman score on the other end, called a timeout at 2-2. And Then we started to play basketball. It took a little while, a couple of minutes before the teams to kind of get going. It's a third-place game. They started it off a little bit different by letting the team score and going through that. Then Bishop Newman kind of took advantage of the second-teamers of Minden there in the first quarter. They scored 13 in a row, jumped out to a 19-6 lead. They eventually got it out to 18. Minden has made a couple of runs at them. They cut the lead down to 10, but right now it is at 15. I would expect Minden is going to come out, as I said at the beginning of the game, they're going to come out and want to play competitively and see if they can get back in this ball game and make it a game with 2 minutes to go here, down by 15. Both teams pretty good, and Travis Aarons has hit some short jumpers here for the Cavaliers as he leads them in scoring with 13 points to help pull away. You know, Minden, as we said, they give up 39 points a game, and 39 points are on the board here by Bishop Newman. This is a tough game to play, but I expect this to be a pretty competitive second half, unless it gets out of hand. If Newman gets up by 25 or more, then maybe everybody gets in and it's more like a glorified practice. Third-place games, since they've been instituted, have been played a little bit differently by every team that's in them. Some of them are very competitive, and maybe if you're familiar with each other or a rival, Gross and Beatrice played in the B game before this, they're familiar with each other, and that was a 60-56 game. So we'll see how it plays out elsewhere. In state tournament action, Papillion La Vista leads Lincoln North Star at the half 39-26. And with less than a minute to go in the D1 state title game, Pawnee City 52, O'Neill St. Mary's 51, that game currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier today in the C1 final, Boys Town came from 9 down to defeat Wahoo 58-55. And in the third place games that tipped off at 10 o'clock, Hardington Cedar Catholic defeated North Platte St. Pat's in C2 69-51. As we told you in B, right here at Northeast, Beatrice beat Omaha Gross 60-56. Up next here at Lincoln Northeast, it's the D2 third place game between the Loomis Wolves and Why Not. And we will be airing that game on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, scheduled to tip off at 2 o'clock. And also at 2 o'clock, High Plains will play Humphrey St. Francis in the D1 third-place game, and that is going on at Lincoln East. Still to come today on Championship Saturday from the Devaney Center, following the D1 game between Pawnee City and St. Mary's, a 1 o'clock tip-off between South Sioux City. It'll be a little later than that, but South Sioux City and Scotts Bluff will play for the Class B title. So a little different there. No Metro team, no Lincoln team or Omaha team playing in the Class B final this year. Then the C2 final at 4:30 will have the Ravenna Blue Jays in the finals for the third time in 4 years, taking on Lutheran High Northeast out of Norfolk. You'll hear that game not only on ESPN, but here on Classic Hits 98.9. The Class A final is at 6:30, where undefeated Omaha Central has been pushed to the state tournament, but they are in the finals trying to become the first undefeated Class A champion in a number of years, and they will not get Norfolk, who was knocked out in the first round. They will not get the third seed, Papillion, who was knocked out yesterday by Omaha South, who beat both of those teams. South has lost to Central this year. That is in the 6:30 time slot. And then the final game on Championship Saturday will be in D2, and this should be a battle. It might be a low-scoring football game because it's football schools. Giltner and Howells, scheduled for 8:30, probably get going a little later than that since it's the last game of the day and the session. But you will hear that not only on ESPN Radio, but on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here at halftime, it's Bishop Newman, 39, Minden, 24. We're back with the first half stats after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure. For business or residential service, Trash Collection Connection is Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll be back after this timeout.
Hello again, everybody. Steve Anderson reporting from Bonner Park and Grand Island for the Platte River Radio Stations. Brought to you by Obermiller Seamless, serving all of central Nebraska. We'll be talking horses as we update you on the 59th consecutive year of live thoroughbred horse racing.
To say that today's $25,000 Budweiser Tawny Handicap came up big is almost an understatement. It came up huge as last year's winner reached one more. An impressive-looking 6-year-old Greg Gelding and a Nebraska-bred son of Bloomin' Affair squares off against 8 rivals, including the Nuts and Song of Humor. This 6-furlong event goes as Race 9 on Saturday's 10-race card and can be seen live via video streaming on FonnerPark.com at approximately 5:30 this afternoon. Reach One More is making his season debut. He comes off a hoof injury that put him on the shelf for almost a year. But as clocker Jerry Jewell describes this monster, when he backs up at the racetrack in the morning, he starts beeping like a Mack truck. Reach One More comes into the race with the highest career innings of this talented field, knocking down nearly $160,000 in only 15 career starts. 11 of those have been wins, leaving little doubt why he's been tabbed as a morning line favorite at 5-2. I like the youngest entry in the race, 4-year-old Song of Humor, who already has an out on the track. It came opening weekend as this Florida-bred gelding, trained by Milk Gady, toyed with the field in winning the 4-furlong Grasmick Stakes. The Farner Oval has been favoring speed this weekend, and Song of Humor can run all day on the front end. And what can you say about the Nuts? Except he's a hometown favorite. The Nuts won this race in back-to-back fashion in 2009 and 10, took down the $75,000 Bossman in 08. Now an 8-year-old, the Nuts lines up as the oldest starter in the race.
Live Thoroughbred horse racing continues through the first weekend of May. Stay abreast of all the happenings right here on Platte River Radio. Brought to you by Overmiller Seamless, serving all of central Nebraska. We can't wait to see you at the races.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a quick look at the first half stats. First of all, for Bishop Newman, Travis Ahrens leads the way with 13 points and 4 rebounds. Michael Pensick, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Cole Waddle, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Garrett Slope has 2 points. Garrett Slope, 2 points. Zach Ahrens, 2 points. Austin Waitis, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Travis Carnahan, 2 points. Trevor Weiss, 5 points, 2 rebounds. And Brandon Porter has a rebound. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in each quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 6 in the second. Turnovers for Bishop Newman, 3 in the first quarter and 1 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Travis Ahrens and Austin Way to have 2. 19 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second. At the half, Bishop Newman has 39 points, 16 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers. We'll look at Minden right after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it!
Now a look at the first half numbers for Minden. Isaac Carlson, 2 rebounds and a block. Carson Bloom, they let have that layup off the opening tip. He is done for the day, so he's got 2 of the points. Thomas Sinzel, 7 points and a rebound. Jonas Lovin, a rebound. R.J. Watson, a rebound. Christian Schwenke leads the way with 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Derek Kissinger, 3 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Landon Lemke, a rebound. 8 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. At the half, Minden, 24 points, 15 rebounds, 7 of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 10 from three-point land. And remember, they had been shooting the three-point ball very well yesterday, going 13 of 21 against the zone that Wahoo gave them, but just 1 of 10 here. They've got 4 blocks and 9 turnovers. Foul situation, Christensen the only player with 2. And at halftime of our C1 third-place game, Bishop Newman 39, Minden 24. We'll bring you second-half action in just a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Bishop Newman gets the ball to start the second half, and they waste no time. Into Aarons in the paint. His jumper from four is up and in. And he's now got a game-high 15 points, and it is 41-24. A thriller of the D1 final. O'Neill St. Mary's 56, Pawnee City 54, the final, as O'Neill St. Mary's wins their state tournament games by 3 points, 1 point, and 2 points. What a remembrance they'll have on an undefeated season. Schwenke gets it inside, and a foul called here on Bishop Newman. It's the second on Garrett Slope. And the free throw is up and in by Schwenke. Christian has been at the line quite a few times already in this basketball game. He's got 13 points. He's got 14 points, as they are both good. 6 of 7 at the line. 41-26. Bishop Newman. Minden has a hole to dig out of here in the third quarter. Let's see if they can get it trimmed down by the start of the fourth. With it up top is Weiss. On the right wing with it is Waddle. They can trim it down if they get a few threes to start going. Up top, Waddle, little pick back out to the right side. The jumper is no good by Slope. And coming out of there with it will be Derek Kissinger. Kissinger will push the ball off the floor here for the Whippets. Dump it into the corner to R.J. Watson, who gets the start in the second half. Watson back up top to Christensen. He'll dribble to the top of the circle. Now attack the right side of the key. Kick it out to Kissinger. Derek for three, but it's off the mark. It's not there today for Minden. And the rebound brought down by Aarons. They are 1 of 11 from the outside. Fast break the other end. And the ball lost out of bounds by Bishop Newman. It kind of slipped out of the hands of Michael Penzik. And he couldn't get a good shot up towards the hoop. So Minden will bring it in. A little backcourt pressure. It's a man-to-man pressure here. And they'll clear it out. Let Sinzel push the ball up the floor here against the taller Trevor Weiss, a 6'3 senior. On Sinzel. Christensen to the high post. Back out to Watson. Open three for RJ, though, is too strong off the heel. And Aarons will get the rebound. Not falling like they did yesterday for the Minden Whippets. Back up top as they shot 61%, just under 61% in the game, and still got beat. That's unheard of. And up top with it, Penzik playing a little patty cake with a basketball. Minden was hoping to get the travel call, didn't get it. Gives it off to Aarons, pulls up from 13, it's no good. Tip try by Penzik, no. Second try, fouled. And Penzik will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws, his first of the game. Christian Schwenke with his first and the first of the half. We'll see what Coach Shannon Lovett elects to do with the substitutions here in the second half. I'm sure the kids probably had a vocal say in the halftime locker room of what they wanted to do, keep it the same or try and get back in this game, as the free throw is up, and it is in by Penzik. Carlson and Lovin now come in for Minden. 42-26, Bishop Newman. With 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play at Lincoln Northeast High School. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. The state tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. And the second free throw is no good that time by Penzik, and the rebound brought down by Christian Schwenke. He's got 7. Into the front court they go to Christensen. Dribbles to the right side there against the man-to-man from Travis Carnahan. Back up top they'll go. Looking for a shot inside here, I think. They've missed a couple of threes. They want to get inside, get a bucket. That's how Schwenke has really dominated this game. Christensen out to Lovin, fakes the three, steps to the side, fires the three. It is no good. Backside rebound to Michael Penzik. And up the floor they come. Into the front court, looking to make a pass quickly is Wada, but instead of getting it down low, it's covered. They'll kick it back out top. Popping out Weiss on the right wing. Guarded there by Carlson, tries to back him in. Trap, needs some help, out on the wing to Carnahan. Carnahan to the elbow. Christensen knocks it away, throws the ball back in, but it's Aarons who picks it up. Now Travis behind the back pass. The short jumper is off the glass and in by Austin Wada. That's a couple of times that Minden has made good hustle plays, but when they do that, it throws their defense off, and it gives Newman numbers, and they've been able to score off of it. 18-point lead for Bishop Newman. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. On a baseline, Schwenke throws through the paint into the corner to Lovin, passes up the three. And that's what happens when you haven't been hitting him. Carlson tries the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Travis Carnahan. And up the floor comes Bishop Newman. Got away with a carry. They'll fire it underneath. The pass tipped away by Carlson. That ball took a funny hop on Austin Wada, but they let it go. And we're going to have fresh subs in for Bishop Newman. A whole bunch of kids coming in. Waddle's in. Porter's in. Clybon's in. And Zach Aarons is in. 44-26 Bishop Newman, 4:35 to go here in the third quarter of play. Trying to back in Waddle. The ball's kicked out of his hands. Actually, he dribbled it off of a foot and stole it away. Just the sixth turnover for Bishop Newman. And Sinzel will put it into the hands of a point guard, Dan Christensen. He'll bring it into the front court against Waddle to the right side. Tries to get it down low to Sinzel. The bounce pass is wide and out of bounds. So turnover number one of the half, 10 of the game for Minden. Mitch Muller comes in along with Derek Kissinger. Minden just kind of going through the motions right now. They're playing basketball, but you can tell when they walk on and off the court, it's just like a practice for them right now. They need something. If they want to get back in the game, they need somebody to make a nice play, get a couple of buckets, get a three to go, get some energy back in the ball club as Waddle loses the handle, but right behind him is Plyman to pick it up. Onto the low post to Porter. Porter, turnaround jumper, gets it to roll over the rim and in. Brandon Porter with his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 46-26 Bishop Newman. Inside Muller. Muller, nice move to the paint, but he got fouled. He'll go to the line. Good dish that time from Thomas Sinzel to allow Muller to get to the hoop. The foul on Austin Weta is his third. And now Mitch Muller will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws, looking for his first points here of the state tournament. And it's on the way and in. So Muller gets into the 2012 tourney scorebook, but Minden has only 3 points here in the quarter. They're all from the free throw line, and we've got just 3:46 left. Second free throw good. So Muller takes advantage, hits them both. 46-28 your score as Waddle pushes the ball off the floor here with a crossover dribble for Bishop Newman. On the left wing to Ahrens, throws it through the pressure to Plymon. Back up top, they'll go to Weta. Weta gets it into the left wing to Waddle again, guarded there by Carlson. Trying to set a screen here. Now they switch. Driving in, a foul will be called before the made shot by Waddle. Hand check on the floor. Goes on Minden's Isaac Carlson. That'll be his first and the team's second. And checking into the ball game now for Minden will be R.J. Watson. And checking out of the ball game is going to be Sinzel. Coming up later at 2 o'clock, it's the D2 consolation game, Loomis and Wynot. And we'll have that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 2, right here from Lincoln Northeast. And Championship Saturday continues with Scotts Bluff and South Sioux City on ESPN Radio. In the paint, trouble grabbing the ball, but once he does, Cole Waddle hits the turnaround jumper off the glass to take it right back out to a 20-point lead, 48-28. Kissinger in the right-hand corner here for the Whippets. Kicks it back out to Carlson. Isaac brings it to the top of the circle, hands it off to R.J. Watson. Watson to the free throw line, runs into a very strong Brandon Porter and hits the deck. But the foul is not on Porter. The foul is on Zach Ahrens, who was the man trying to cover him to begin with. And at the line to shoot a pair will be R.J. Watson. He ran into Brandon Porter, a 6'3 junior who has got a good 200-pound-plus frame on him and was like running into a tree. But Watson hits the free throw. And back in is Christian Schwenke for Minden. And coming into the ball game for Bishop Newman is their leading scorer, Travis Ahrens. 16 a game on the year. He's got 15 so far today. Also, Trevor Weiss back in. Free throw by Watson. Spins off, no good. And Trevor Weiss gets his third rebound. 48-29, Bishop Newman. 2:50 to go, third quarter over Minden. State tournament brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Locations in Minden, Ravenna, Kearney, and throughout central Nebraska. Ahrens with it on the left side of the key. Switches it right side to Plymon. Off the screen they go up top. Waddle. Carlson's right there with him. Get it mid-range post. Turnaround jumper off the rim. Will not go that time for Ahrens. And Kissinger will grab his fifth rebound. Outlet pass to Watson. A little running here. Pull up three for R.J. Got it. Finally got one to go. R.J. Watson. 4 points of the ball game. Minden is 2 of 15 with that make from three-point land. 48-32. Minden, that's their first field goal of the quarter to go along with five free throws. Waddle on the left wing. Dribbling, circling, jump step over Muller off the glass. No good. Ball swatted in the hands of Schwenke. Schwenke will dribble it up left side. No outlet pass. Now he'll go Watson. Tries another three and hits another three. Finally, a little something going here for the Minden Whippets. Off back-to-back threes from Watson. And that quickly cuts a 19-point deficit to 13 with a minute 45 to go. They need another stop here on Bishop Newman, maybe finish the third quarter with a flourish, but they've got to keep Bishop Newman from scoring. Up top with it is Weiss. Goes left wing. Off the double screen is Plybon. He'll get it to Garrett Slope. Back up top, looking at a three. Firing a three is Weiss, and he hit it. That's not what you want if you're the Minden fans trying to get back in this ball game. Weiss hits the three. They're only 2 of 8 from three-point land, but Weiss is the man that's hit both threes. Carlson back cut. There's Watson, got his man in the air and is clubbed by Cole Waddle, who helps him up off the floor. Cole having a good game. He's got 9 points, 2 rebounds. That's his first foul. And at the line to shoot two will be R.J. Watson, who has all 7 of his points here in the last couple of minutes for Minden. And Watson's first free throw is on the way, and it's down, and then finds a way to spin out. Like there was a little gopher in there and punched it back out of his hole. Back into the ball game is Ryan Cremosta and Thomas Sinzel. In Class A, Papillion La Vista leads Lincoln North Star 56-38 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter of play. Second free throw, Watson got that to go, so he's 2 of 4 at the line, has 8 points, 51-36 Bishop Newman. Still a minute 10 to go here in the quarter. And the ball in the hands of the three-point shooter, Weiss. Kicks it over the right side to Slope. On the left wing, Ahrens. Tries a little shake and bake here on Sinzel. Can't get the shot away. Swings it right side to Ahrens. Zach tries. Kicks it back out top to Carnahan. Ball fake Travis Ahrens. 16-footer is good. Man, they're shooting the ball well. Travis Ahrens drains another one, and he's got 17. 53-36, so Watson's back-to-back threes have been erased here. Up top, Cremosta tries a three. Ryan in and out, no good. Ball tipped to Schwenke, up and in on the offensive putback for Christian Schwenke. And in the backcourt, a reach-in foul called on Sinzel, trying to make a sneaky little grab there for Thomas. That'll be his second, third team foul on Minden. Schwenke off that offensive putback now has 16 points and 8 rebounds. Lovin comes back in for Minden. Jonas rolls in, and so does Austin Weta for Bishop Newman. 29 seconds remain here in quarter number three. 53-38, Bishop Newman. They were up by 15 at the end of the second quarter, and that's right where we are now. Inside the ball goes. Kick it back out on the wing. Zach Ahrens, 18-footer, too strong. Rebound brought down by R.J. Watson. Watson will push it up the floor with 10 seconds at midcourt. Gets it over to Sinzel. Sinzel back to Watson, trying to set something up here. He'll drive to the baseline. Has to put up a fadeaway jumper that goes at the horn. R.J. Watson hits a very tough shot on the left baseline and ends up scoring 10 points here in the third quarter of play. He's had a great state tournament. After three in the C1 consolation game, Bishop Newman 53, Minden 40. You're listening to the state tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
It's the last quarter of the basketball season for Bishop Newman and Minden, and Minden will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They've cut it to 13, get it inside to Cremosta, and a foul called as they sandwiched him going up for the shot. Let's see if they give him two. The foul will be called on Cole Waddle. That's his second, the team's fifth. They'll stay before the shot. 53-40, Bishop Newman. And Minden will get it underneath. Kissinger to throw it into Christensen. Up top to Jonas Lovin. Top of the key, doesn't take it. Cremosta. Back to Christensen. Sinzel's open on the left wing. They're trying to get it over there, but it took way too long, and now Bishop Newman catches up. Kissinger at the top of the circle. Derek has 3 points is all, and they're all on free throws. Throw through to the high post, Lovin. Oh, what a good pass underneath to Kissinger, the no-looker, and he scores. Jonas Lovin with a beautiful wrap around to Derek Kissinger. It's 11 points, and at the other end, a charging foul called on Newman. They tried to hustle back and get a cheap bucket, but Sinzel gets run over by Austin Weta, and that is his fourth. I told you that the competitive juices would take over for these teams if it was close. Going into the fourth quarter, it's relatively close with a lot of basketball here. And Minden now has the ball with a chance to get this down to single digits, 53-42. In Class A, Papillion-La Vista now running away from Lincoln North Star, 60-38. Minden throws away the inbounds, and a layup goes and a foul. Well, so much for that. Minden with their second turnover of the half, now 11, and Travis Aarons has been playing outstanding. He's got 19 and a chance to make it 20 as Christensen had to commit the foul there. That'll be his third. So instead of trying to get it down to 9, it could be right back up to 14 here. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats. Two state champions today, both down to the wire. Boys Town defeats Wahoo 58-55 and O'Neill St. Mary's 56-54. Over Pawnee City. Free throw no good here by Aarons, and Derek Kissinger will get his sixth rebound. Again, Minden playing without Carson Bloom. Sitting out, they started, tipped it to him, he scored. The teams had an agreement to let each other score that way, and that's been it for him. Here's a pick and roll, trying to get it to Cremosta. The ball out of bounds, but saved by Cremosta to Carlson. Up top, Sinzel trying to get a three away, but a hand in his face. Back over to Cremosta, so it's still Minden ball. Kissinger to the right elbow, skips it over to Cremosta. He comes into the paint, a little scoop shot off the heel, no good. Good move by Cremosta, but it just didn't go. Trevor Weiss the rebound, up ahead to Waddle. Waddle tries it on the left wing. Newman trying to put this one away into the paint. Now back out top for a three-pointer. It is off the heel that time, no good by Penzik. And the rebound brought down by Jonas Lovin, his second of the game. He'll find Carlson. Both teams have done a pretty good job of playing everybody. Minden has definitely done that here in the ball game. Now Sinzel drives, big collision. The ball comes up short, and they'll call nothing. Travis Aarons will get the rebound, and up the floor they come. Left-hand corner to Plybon, and he's going to be called for a travel. Just the seventh turnover here for Bishop Newman. Minden has 11 in the ball game, and R.J. Watson will return into the lineup here for Minden. Don't forget that every single championship game is on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as they will tip off in about 15 minutes in Class B, South Sioux City and Scotts Bluff. Could be a very entertaining game. South Sioux City trying to get that championship. Scotts Bluff hadn't been there forever. Pressure here by Newman, but Minden breaks it. Nice job by Kissinger to get it to Sinzel. 12-footer, no good. R.J. Watson, though, picks up the loose ball and he'll back it out. They'll try again. 6 minutes to go in the game. Kissinger wants to get the ball to Sinzel and reset it. Derek hasn't gotten many looks today, and Minden hasn't shot the three ball very well. They're 3 of 17. Now they set it up for Kissinger. Still can't get the three. Throws it into the paint to Schwenke. He has to wrestle it away from a defender. Got it back, and he's fouled on the attempt. He'll shoot two. Christian Schwenke has been to the line a ton today. He's 7 of 8. He leads the team with 16 points. Watson with 10. For Bishop Newman, 19 for Travis Aarons, and he is actually the only player in double figures. Waddle has 9, Weta and Weiss have 8. Foul on Plymouth is his second, and Christian Schwenke to the line with 5:39 to go here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. But the free throw is no good, and into the ball game is Brandon Porter and Garrett Slope. Don't forget Loomis and Why Not coming up at 2 o'clock here. We will have that at Lincoln Northeast on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And then back here on Classic Hits at 4:30 for Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast in the C2 final. Schwenke gets his 17th point as he hits the free throw, 55-43, 5:30 to go in the game. In the left-hand corner with it is Porter for Bishop Newman. Schwenke comes out on him. Gets it over to Aarons. Aarons with the dribble in place. Just kind of sauntering to his right. Now fires it back to the left to Porter. Porter. They deny the pass to Aaron, so he'll go back up top. Ball knocked away by Watson. Watson trying to beat everybody to the other end. Lays it up and in. R.J. Watson with the steal and bucket. It's 55-45. This is as close as Minden has been in the second half. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. With it on the right side is Waddle. Waddle, a timeout will be called here by Bishop Newman, their first of the game. 4:57 to go in the ball game. It is Bishop Newman 55, Minden 45 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Big day of college basketball, too. A lot of tournament semifinals, even a few finals. Florida leading Kentucky at the start of the second half, 44-43. At halftime, North Carolina State leads North Carolina 34-31. Wisconsin leads Michigan State 20-18, 7 minutes to go in the first half in Big Ten action. Here we've got 5 minutes to go as we restart out of the Newman timeout, leading Minden 55-45. They've been up by as much as 20. They've led virtually the whole game, and a three-pointer by Weiss is up, and it is in. Every time Minden starts to get close, Bishop Newman steps up and hits a shot. Long outlet pass into the front court here for the Whippets. Top of the circle with it is Sinzel. Thomas waits for him to run their pattern here. Kicks it to Carlson on the left wing. Try to get it into Schwenke. The ball will be deflected out of bounds. Getting a hand on it was Garrett Slope. 58-45, Bishop Newman in the third-place game here in C1 state tournament action, brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. Minden to throw it in. Out to Sinzel. He'll take the quick three, but it's off the heel, no good. And it's all red jerseys underneath for the rebound. And that one will be Cole Waddle to get his third. Fast break to the other end, get the ball inside, a foul, and the shot is up and in for Garrett Slope. All of them are going in today for Bishop Newman, and the foul will be called on Derek Kissinger as he tried to block that shot. His second, and Jonas Lovin will come back in here for Minden. Minden has got a ton of seniors. Bloom, Christensen, Sinzel, Andrew Olson, Schwenke, Kissinger, all starting five. Will have to be replaced next year. Some good kids coming up, but they've got some building to do at Minden as the free throw dances around and falls in for Garrett Slope. He's got 5 points, and that will make it. Well, they've got 61 on the board. 2, 4, 5, 8, and that would be right. 61 to 45, so six straight here. And Minden will have the ball down by 16 midway through the fourth quarter of play. So they got close, and then back-to-back runs here by Newman. Underneath the Schwenke, he's up and in. Christian, little contact, but he's still able to work that ball through the hole. He's got a team-high 19 points tied for the game-high with Travis Ahrens of Newman. Fadeaway jumper Waddle takes a tough shot, no good, and Schwenke will get his 10th rebound, so a double-double here for Christian Schwenke in the third-place game. He's got the ball at the top of the circle, gives it right back over to Christensen. Minden's got to be very efficient here with every possession. Pick and roll down to Schwenke again, lays it up and in off the assist from Christensen. 21 for Christian Schwenke. 61-49, 3:20 to go. And at the other end, a push-off called on Michael Penzik. Shoves Sinzel to the ground. And Penzik with his second foul. But you can tell there are some tired kids out there. Hard to tell about Bishop Newman. We just saw him yesterday in a great game with Boys Town. Had the lead. It was back and forth, just like the Minden and Wahoo game. But Newman couldn't find a way to win as they fell late. Baseball pass to break the pressure, and it's going to be knocked away. Stealing the basketball is going to be Slope. Slope into the corner. The three-pointer is blocked out of bounds by Lovin. Lovin blocking the three attempt there of Trevor Weiss. And another opportunity here for Bishop Newman. Carlson re-enters the game for Minden. It's Carlson, Watson, Christensen, Schwenke, and Lovin on the floor with 3:17 to go here on Classic Hits 98.9. Bishop Newman basketball up by a dozen. Ball knocked out of the hands there momentarily. Carnahan gets it right back before he gets to midcourt. And a timeout going to be called before a foul. They were afraid of the over and back or the turnover. But a timeout here by Bishop Newman. It's a 30-second timeout. They lead it 61-49. The state tournament brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Lincoln Northeast High School with 3:09 to go in the C1 third place game. Bishop Newman 61, Minden 49. And then Loomis and Wynot will play here. We'll put that on 94.5 in Class A. It's a blowout. Papillion La Vista leading Lincoln North Star 71-43 in the fourth quarter. Turnaround jumper up and in. Travis Ahrens on the left baseline, and he's got 21. He's been a machine here this afternoon. Now he steals the inbounds pass, lays it up and in. And Bishop Newman has done that so many times in the basketball game. They've got 4 6-point, double possessions in 15 seconds, and now the lead is back out to 16. Here's Kissinger on the left wing, back out top to Christensen. Dan's going to take it to the hole. He spins it off the glass and in. First bucket of the ball game for Dan Christensen. He wanted to score. 65-51, 2:20 to go. As they put some backcourt pressure on, Cole Waddle. Waddle across the timeline, stops there against the double team, gets the jump pass away, and then right back to him. Now Waddle tries to attack, tries to make a fancy pass, throws it off the melon of Derek Kissinger, and it's going to be picked up by Christensen, who dishes it to Watson, back to Carlson underneath, and Isaac will be fouled by Garrett Slope, his third. And Isaac Carlson will walk to the charity stripe and try and get into the scorebook here today. Has a couple of rebounds and a block shot, but has not scored. 65-51, but Minden playing a man down today. Carson Bloom, their leader, out with the sprained ankles as the free throw is no good. So take Travis Ahrens away from Bishop Newman and look where this game might have been. But Minden just came in and played the basketball game. They're going to fall here, it looks like, as the second free throw is no good. Rebound to Slope. His first of the ball game, 65-51, 2 minutes to go. Bishop Newman leading the Minden Whippets here. And it'll affect Minden where they fall in the final rankings from the Omaha and Lincoln papers, but they wanted to play in the finals, and it didn't happen. Air ball pulled down by Garrett Slope. Back up top for three, Weiss. It's off the iron, and it crawls in. Trevor Weiss with his fourth three of the basketball game, and all of a sudden it goes from 10, and they steal the inbounds pass and score again. And Cole Waddle does the job there. So 5 points in a quick amount of time again, 70-51, a minute 20 to go. At the other end, Schwenke is fouled again on the shot. He missed it, got it, and is fouled, and he'll go back to the line to shoot two. And it looks like we'll start to clear the benches, although just about everybody's played today anyway. Foul on Travis Ahrens, his third. He'll end up with 23 points. Right now, Schwenke has 21. And Schwenke will try and finish out his career with some free throws, but it's off the front of the iron, no good. And here comes a fresh five for Newman. And check it in for Minden will be Andrew Olson and Jonas Lovin. Waiting to check in is Mitch Muller. And a full round of applause here for the Bishop Newman kids coming off the court. They are senior dominated. But they also, kind of like Minden, they got a lot of seniors, but some good juniors coming up. Second free throw, no good for Schwenke. Rebound brought down by Andrew Stonick. He'll get it into the hands of 34 Zach Ahrens to Plybon. Plybon out top with a minute 5 to go in the game. Right-hand corner they go. Try to get it down low to Porter, and Porter will be fouled. Schwenke says, it's time for more kids to come in. I'll commit the foul. And for Christian, that'll be his second, and he'll leave the game with 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Doesn't foul out there, just subbing for him. Also, Ryan Kremosta comes back in with exactly 1 minute to go. Great game today for Schwenke. But Christian also playing his final moments here. And Minden has to make sure they got five guys out there. Watson's also going to come out. They'll keep Carlson, the junior, on the floor. And it will be Bishop Newman basketball underneath their own hoop. Lob it up top. Stonick with it. Goes to the right elbow to Aaron. Zach gives it back off to Wombold, who puts it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Porter. Porter looks for someone to pass to. Throws it to the right wing and back up top for a three-pointer that's going to be blocked there by Carlson. Falls right back into the hands, though, of Zach Aarons. 40 seconds remain. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Also in there, Alex Wombold. They get it to him. Just trying to get a shot away. Bounce pass to the right side, Porter. Down to 30 seconds to go. Driving in, and a tie-up is going to be called. The arrow points the way of Bishop Newman. So they'll get to throw it in one more time. 24 seconds to go. Trying to add to their 70-51 lead, which was cut to 10 moments ago. And then a big run by Newman. Got nine quick ones to get it back out to 19. And the last few seconds of the season ready to tick away here for Bishop Newman and Minden. Bishop Newman gets it to the baseline. The jumper by Wombold won't go. Rebound pulled down. Carlson to the other end. Outlet pass trying to get it to Kamosta. It goes out of bounds. Here comes Chris Shelton into the ball game. With 17 seconds remaining in the last senior, Andrew Olson will come out of the game. 17 seconds remain here. It was Bishop Newman jumping out early. They had a 13-0 first quarter run, and it never got closer than 10 after that. Three-pointer for Bishop Newman is no good for Wombold. Rebound pulled down by 11. 4 seconds to go. 3 seconds to go. Carlson will not shoot the ball, and this game is over. And Bishop Newman will win it over Minden, 70-51. Minden will end the season at 23-3. Bishop Newman will finish at 21-7. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck at the state basketball tournament this week. We are proud of the successful seasons that Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw had this winter and look forward to supporting and reporting on all spring activities in the Shelton Clipper, Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to www.clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, Wood River, and Kennesaw. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates?
And welcome back to Lincoln Northeast with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. The fourth place medals and trophy will be presented here to Minden, then the third to Bishop Newman, 70-51, the final score. Time for the Misco Sports postgame show as Misco continues to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years, getting you ready for the spring season. Baseball, softball, nobody does it better than Misco Sports. For Bishop Newman, they were led today by Travis Aarons. You take this game, you break it down. There were a lot more factors that showed you at the start of the game that it was going to be maybe a Bishop Newman day. The heart of Minden is what I thought might be able to bring them through today, and they had heart playing today, but they were out without their leading scorer, Carson Bloom. Bishop Newman lost to them in the state tournament last year, so they had that going on their side. Minden just looked a little tired out there today, so there were two or three things going the way of Bishop Newman, and flat out Bishop Newman shot the ball better today, and they win it by 19. We'll give you all the numbers right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
Burgess Well Service of Minden would like to take this time to wish the Whippets best of luck. They are so proud of all your hard work and dedication to the game. See Burgess Well Service on East Highway 6 in Minden for all your irrigation, well drilling, and service of all your irrigation pumps. Burgess also manufactures and sells fiberglass pump column pipe, so when it comes to irrigation wells, Burgess Well Service is the only name you need to know. Go Whippets!
Well, it was an outstanding C1 state tournament, an outstanding field of C1 competitors, and both of these teams thought they had a chance to win it. Minden really did. They came in the number two team. A lot of folks thought it would be Minden and Boys Town in the final, and that Minden, whose only loss was to a very outstanding Ravenna team who plays for the C2 title later today. And it's always hard to bounce back. And I just think emotionally, Minden had more to play for yesterday than Newman. Newman had 7 losses on the year. They were expected to get beat by Boys Town and gave them all they wanted. But Boys Town ended up winning the state championship. Minden ran into a Wahoo High School team yesterday that was just red hot from the field. Minden, they could have played like they did yesterday any other probably day and any other semifinal and been playing in the championship game. But yesterday, one of the best C1 games you will see, and Minden just didn't have it today against Bishop Newman. As Travis Ahrens led the way with 23 points today, he was the leading scorer in the game. He had 7 rebounds. Michael Penzik, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Cole Waddle, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Garrett Slope, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Zach Ahrens, 2 points. Andrew Stonick, a rebound. Austin Weta, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Travis Carnahan, 2 points, 1 rebound. Trevor Weiss hit 4 threes today and had 14 points, 4 rebounds. Brandon Porter had 2 points and 2 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers for Bishop Newman, 4 in the first half and 5 in the second half. The Cavaliers had 39 points at halftime. They scored 31 in the second half. And Bishop Newman finishes with 70 points, 30 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from 3-point land, and 9 turnovers. Bishop Newman, third place in 2012 with a record of 21-7. We'll look at Minden's numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Minden Machine Shop has everything you need to keep going in the fields and on your farm. Seed turners, stubble crushers, corn reels, augers, pit pumps, livestock equipment, and pivot track closures. Minden Machine Shop carries it all. Stop by and see them today and see how this year in the fields can be easier. Minden Machine Shop is a proud supporter of the Minden Whippets and would like to take this time to say congratulations and best of luck at the state tournament. Go Whippets!
And back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets. Isaac Carlson had 3 rebounds and 2 block shots. Carson Bloom, they let him start. They exchanged give-me layups. He couldn't play because of the sprained ankles and banged-up ankles from this week. So he scored, and then they took him out of the ball game. Dan Christensen had 2 points. Thomas Sinzel, 7 points all in the first half, 1 rebound. Jonas Levin, 3 rebounds and a block. R.J. Watson, 12 points all in the second half, 3 rebounds. Christian Schwenke led the way today for the Whippets with 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Derek Kissinger, 5 points, 6 rebounds, a block. Landon Lemke, a rebound, and Mitch Muller had 2 points. 15 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 10 in the first half, 7 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half, both from Watson. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Minden had 24 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and the Whippets finished the season with 51 points, 28 rebounds, 14 out of 24 at the free throw line, 3 of 18 from 3-point land a day after making 13. They got just 3 today. They did have 6 block shots, 15 turnovers, and Minden will end the season finishing 4th in the C1 state tournament with a record of 23-3, falling to Bishop Newman 70-51. We'll be back to wrap up our coverage of Minden High School basketball for the season right after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. all the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Well, what a year it's been so far for the Minden Whippets. Volleyball, football, basketball, both boys and girls. The boys finish fourth. The girls finish as the runner-up. The football team made it to the state semifinals. Volleyball team, outstanding year there. Jack Rafferty was an undefeated wrestler coming to the state tournament in Omaha. Just haven't been able to bring home that gold medal, but what a season. And now it's on a track and golf and into the summer sports. But I want to say thanks to Coach Shannon Lovin and to Coach Cremosta, Rick Cremosta from last week, and to Carl Ashman, the AD, and all the fine folks for their kind words throughout the weekend. There were a lot of Minden people down here, and they were having fun last week and this week following their Whippet Ball Club, and that's what makes high school athletics so awesome. Coming up next, we will be switching over to the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're about 35 minutes away from tip-off between Loomis and Wynot in the D2 consolation game. Then at 4:30, we're right back here on Classic Hits for the C2 Championship between Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast. All six championship games can be heard on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. South Sioux City and Scott's Bluff are just underway. Then that is followed at 4:30 by Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast. Omaha Central and Omaha South in A at 6:30. Giltner and Howells at 8:39 in D2 also will be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Two state champions so far today. In C1, Boys Town beat Wahoo 58-55. And in D1, O'Neill St. Mary's beat Pawnee City 56-54. In the consolation games, Beatrice beat Omaha Gross 60-56 in B. Papillion-La Vista thumped Lincoln North Star 80-56 in A. In C2, Hardington Cedar Catholic over North Platte St. Pat 69-51. And here in C1, Bishop Newman 70, Minden 51. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Switch it over to ESPN 1460 and 1550 for the Class B final, or the Breeze 94.5 FM for Loomis and Wynot at the top of the hour in the D2 consolation game. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports getting ready for baseball and softball season, continuing to take care of the clubs, organizations, schools, and teams in our area. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all the fine sponsors in Minden. And we want to say stay with us. More high school basketball on Championship Saturday coming your way here on Classic Hits 98.9 with Ravenna and Lutheran High Northeast at 4:30. The final score, Bishop Newman 70 and Minden 51.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.